Hi everyone. So, welcome to our movement class. So, finding whatever stretches you're doing right now, just to gather your attention to your body and. So invite us into a seat just for a couple moments to find our breath. And I invite you to bring a hand to your chest, other to your belly. To find your breath here in this precious moment. Precious breath. I'm going to invite us to gently start to roll our shoulders. We'll go in one direction first. And of course, if any other spontaneous movement wants to happen, you do that. And if you'd like, sync it up with your breath. Inhale as the shoulders come up and back. Exhale as they come down and forward. And then when you're ready, you go the opposite direction. Great. And we'll relax and release. And Katie mentioned a set of eye movements the other day. So I'm going to invite us to do that. So we're going to, like the hands of a clock, move our eyeballs very gently from looking upward to 12 and then 1, 2. So we're making circles with our eyes and our eye muscles, 3, 4, 5, 6, around the face of a clock. 9, 10, 11, 12. So do that 2 more times and take your time. And you'll notice there's some gaps or skipping, and then just gently try to smooth it out. And just notice when that happens, it's not right or wrong. And if it becomes too much, just close your eyes. Just kind of allow a smooth circle of your eyes. And then the next time your eyes come up to 12 o'clock, I invite you to close your eyelids and rub your palms up to create some heat. And we're gonna cup our eyeballs and eye sockets. So generating more heat if you want, and you'll cup. And just sensing the beauty that you can see that doesn't require sight, just touching into the tenderness of this moment. And then we'll relax and release, and then we'll practice 3 circles the other direction. So counterclockwise, looking up, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. So go at your own pace. Smooth movements. If it's jerky, that's okay. Maybe slow it down. Maybe close your eyelids and take a breath. And after your third time, when your eyes come up to 12 o'clock, you'll close your eyelids and then rub your hands again to create warmth and this healing energy as you cup your eyes. And you, if you don't want to put your hands on your face, you can just feel the warmth from far from your palms. And so rub again to generate more heat and breathe in that warmth, that healing. We are healing machines. We are our bodies healed by the and fueled by the Dharma. Alright. So from here, I'm going to invite us onto the floor. If that's available, you could stay in your chair if you'd like. And I'm going to guide us through some movements. And just so the teachers, we keep on bringing up, like, what's our intention, you know? And so I'll be transparent about my intention is to just offer one more set of dynamic movements, since we'll have these recordings for the next month. And so this is one of my favorite practices. It's a variation on prostration practice. So four parts, the cat stretch, downward dog, standing on our knees, and child's pose. So in a chair, it would be child's pose and lifting up and downward dog and up cat. So on the ground, I'll invite you into a child's pose. So infinite variations on all these postures. So you can bring your big toes together and your knees wide apart to give space for our torso to lean forward. And then you could rest on your forearms. You could rest your forehead if that feels good for you. Stretch out your arms out long. And then breathing here. And then we'll do one movement before this. So if you'd like, sway your hips left and right. And then the other movement we'll do before the prostration practice is coming onto all fours. So again, you could stay on forearms. And then I'm going to invite you into a movement called Ganeshi Mudra. So it's hip circles. So you'll inhale and bring the hips forward and exhale, bringing them back. So we were doing this standing up in one of the classes. So this is a fluid movement where you undulate the spine and you move in a way that feels good for your body here. So we're moving the spine up and down. And then this is an awakening for the belly muscles. So when the hips come back, it's like your belly muscles are bringing your hips back. And then your belly muscles, although the belly's relaxed, when it comes forward, they're still engaged as well. It's a very subtle movement. This is a really fluid movement, wonderful way to wake up a lot of the joints in your body. And if it's ever too much for the knees, you put a padding underneath the knees or sit in a chair to do this. And then the next time the hips come back, as you're ready, you'll go in the opposite direction. So So your fingers can come up, you tuck your toes under or keep the tops of the feet on the ground. Just have this be very luscious movement. Opening up your side body. And then when you're ready, you'll finish the circle and then come back to child's pose. So again, many variations. You could rest your forehead on your fists, on your forearms. You could do like a keep your hips up, whatever is good for your body in this moment. And then I'm going to guide us through this prostration practice. So first, come up standing on your knees and you'll bring your palms up toward the ceiling. And then like we've been practicing, the Dharma rains or taking in the energy and bringing that into your body. And then we'll come back to child's pose. And we'll, one breath, one movement. So here we'll go to upward facing cat or cow pose, whatever you want to call it. And then you'll tuck your toes under and use your belly muscles. If downward facing dog is part of your practice, go into that. And then just a very soft downward dog, bring your knees back down. Inhale to cow and then exhale child's pose. Using your belly muscles now, we'll come back standing on our knees. Inhale. Exhale as you bring whatever reminders of who you really are into your body, the child's pose. Inhale, cow pose. Exhale, tuck the toes under. Use your core muscles mainly to bring your hips up and back, child's pose. I mean, downward dog. Lower the knees. Inhale. Cat, exhale, use your core muscles to bring your hips down and back to child's pose. Inhaling up, standing on your knees. Exhale, back down. Inhale up to cat. Exhale, downward dog. So now I'm going to let you go at your own pace. So we'll do a few cycles of this. You stay where you want to stay in a pose. And really, we're really waking up the bigger muscles in our body, our belly muscles and our arms, and just taking care of yourself and feeling the sacredness of this movement. In each posture, you know, the child's pose can be going back to that cradling of the earth we've been talking about in class and taking in the energy and letting go of the extra and letting in what we need to let in. So two more rounds of this. And then I'll invite you to either find yourself in child's pose or downward facing dog for a couple of breaths. And then we'll take our time. We'll make our way up to standing. So really take your time. Feel your feet on the ground as you push yourself up to standing. So for a moment, just feel the resonance of that movement. And feel your feet on the ground and the connection of your crown to the heavens. And then through a next movement, crescent moon. So inhale and bring your hands up, fingertips up toward the heavens, and we'll bend side to side, grounding through your feet. Just feeling your feet firmly on the ground and a gentle opening. So building on the hip circles we were doing, you can make this movement as fluid as you want. Once you feel the strength of your base, of your feet and legs, and then you can add the you can add the wrist circles. You can interlace your fingers and press your palms up. Whatever feels good here, just allowing the breath to enter your torso. You can feel like the gills of your ribs expand. And so to get through life, where we hold a lot of protection to guard our heart. And so in this moment, taking advantage of there's enough safety to just feel the openness and also through the arm movements that we can create protection, also pushing away the energies that feel threatening to us. Now invite us to do that when you find a neutral place. I'll invite you to place your right arm as you're pressing into your screen and then the left arm behind you. So a wrist opener here, palms pushing away. And then we're gonna turn to have arms in a T shape. And then we'll go the other direction, left palm facing the screen. This is also an opportunity just to feel connection to that's what you're needing. Instead of a no, it's a yes, to just feeling the connection. We'll go back and forth to your fellow yogis. Feeling that connection to each other. Rotating at your own pace. And then we'll bring our arms out into a T shape and relax your arms. Shrug and roll your shoulders. So let that go. And gentle rotating of the wrists again if you want. To bring your left foot forward, right foot back, and we'll do the front facing warrior movement again. And scooping the fragrance of the earth, the loving kindness the reflection of who we really are and letting that shower over us and spread to each other here in this class. It's feeling that energy in your palms, the energy to say no to thoughts that aren't helpful, but also opening to let things in, reflecting our beauty, others' beauty. So whatever you need, this rainbow, if you were in class yesterday, is a protection. Like we could have it be a bubble of protection for us as well, whatever we're needing in this moment. So a couple more times on this side, feeling the strength of your legs, of your belly muscles. And then the next time the arms come up, I'll invite you to leave them up. You can bend the elbows as well, or leave your hands on your waist or let go of your arms. It's a lot of strength required. So relax your shoulders, because we tend to try to compensate. So feel the healing energy between your hands. Feel the strength of your legs. Engage your belly muscles for a couple of breaths here. On your next inhale, reach up. Exhale, release the arms. Bring your back foot to meet the front. Come to your mountain posture. Finding your breath, your feet connected to the earth, crown of the head, the sky. Let's practice on the opposite side. Right foot forward this time, and the left leg is back, nice and steady. Both feet flat on the ground. You might lift your toes and let them rest. Try to feel the padding of the sole of your feet, your heels, and your toes. And then we'll move on this side. So inhale, reach your hands up, maybe a little back bend, and then exhale, feel the strength of your legs and your belly muscles as you scoop down. Inhaling up. For your right knee, it's gonna wanna wobble, so keep it in line with your second and third toe of your right foot. And these last couple of times, see how far feels good for you to dip down mindfully as you scoop even deeper, deepening our practice, as we're always saying. And then the next time your arms come up, we'll leave them up. So whatever arm position you'd like, relaxing your shoulders, pressing through the feet. You might imagine your inner thigh muscles going toward each other to engage those muscles. A couple more breaths here. And then inhale, reach up. Exhale, release the arms, back foot to meet the front. Mountain posture, yeah. And so find your breath. Notice sensation, pleasant, unpleasant, neither. That neutral neither place is interesting, you know. None of them are better than the other. They're just all reminders that we're alive, that we're feeling, and a reminder of our wisdom that we can hold what we need to hold and let go of what we need to let go of, let in what we need to let in. I'm going to invite us into the tree pose for our last standing pose here. And so a chair or a wall are really excellent aids. And I try to have fun with this because the seriousness of it, because we see it on all our feeds of like, you know, whatever, you know. So it's really about creating balance for yourself and seeing how balance isn't perfect. So right leg nice and strong, and then place your left foot, either kickstand the left heel above the right ankle, inner right thigh or inner right calf, wherever your foot wants to go and you feel steady. Find a point of focus to help with your steadiness. And then placement for your hands. So relaxing them alongside your body, waist, prayer position, or up above your head. And breathing here, shoulders relaxed, a lot of strength. Feeling the energy of the earth saying, hey, like even if you're on one leg, I could still support you. And there's all these other things happening. So if you fall out of the posture, just come back. A couple more breaths. Gentle focus on a point in front of you. And so inhale and you'll reach up. Exhale slowly or quickly, release your left leg and then shake it out. So, yeah, so it's a very challenging posture tree. So that's why I always recommend having some support here. And so the left leg now, nice and strong. And then find a place for your right foot, never on the knee joint. And it really doesn't matter where your foot is aside from there. Because if you really get in touch with this, you can see how many muscles are operating. It's really good awakening the intelligence of a lot of our muscles. So very important to find a focal point in front of you to help with your balance. And then a placement for your hand, so wherever you'd like. And breathing here. Jaw relaxed, shoulder relaxed. A little bit of a hip opener in the right part of your hip. And so this is a really good posture. Against the wall again is really excellent. And because our balance starts to slip as we age. So it's important to wake up all the muscles that are required. And lastly, there's no perfect balance. It's a constant negotiation of all the energies inside, outside of us. So another breath here. On your next inhale, stretching a little bit taller, like big tree. And then on your exhale, relax and release, slowly letting go of your right leg. And any movement here that feels good. So one last mountain posture, just to take in that tree posture. Feeling whatever you're feeling, no right or wrong for For me, I'm feeling a lot of energy in my legs after those movements. But I'm also feeling some places of not so awakeness. That's all part of the deal. So from here, I'm going to invite us to transition back onto the ground. And we'll do the windshield wipering of the knees again. So finding some support behind you, your hands or anything else. And then windshield wipering the knees left and right. So you could have them close together or open far apart. You go freestyle and not use your hands to get more engagement of your belly muscles going. So this is really gentle. So a couple more times in each direction. And then we'll come back to center. And then I'm going to invite you to bring a cushion to lift, or a blanket to lift up your hips a bit. And the soles of your feet can face the screen if that's okay, but otherwise just whatever way you have space. Just like we were pressing in with the palms of our hands, we're kind of pressing in the soles of our feet to the screen, but in any way you'd like. So this is called staff pose, the long legs and long back. You can use your hands alongside your hips for support. Okay, and then from here, I'm going to invite you to bend the left knee and bring the left sole of the foot into the right thigh. And if you happen to have another cushion, you might put it underneath your left knee if the left knee isn't reaching the ground. And then a little dynamic movement here. So inhale and reach your arms up and point your right toes away, and then point the right toes in, and hinging from your hips and keeping a long back, you're going to fold toward your knee. So head to knee pose, this is called, and we'll make this a dynamic movement. So very fluid, very gentle, the right knee bended a little bit or a lot. It's really just creating an opening alongside the whole back body, actually, from the right sole of the foot up the right leg to your lower back. You might even sense it in the back of your neck. So just very gentle, inhaling as you reach up and the right toes point away. Exhale, the right toes point in toward the knees and your hands go where they will. Your thighs, your hips, your shin, or the right foot. So again, you can bend your knee as much as you like here. Whatever feels juicy for you. So just remembering keeping a long back. And then the next time we fold down, I'm going to invite you to hold the posture. So place your hands somewhere like your thighs or your hips or your shin. Long back and shoulders relax. And breathing here. One more breath here. And if your leg happens to be straight, to come out of this slowly, take your time. You'll bend the right knee. You walk your hands back up toward your hips. And then release the left leg and then shake out both legs. Okay. And just notice the difference from one leg to the other. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And then we'll, or a mix of all of them. That's generally what's going on. It's a whole mix. So right knee bent into the sole of the foot. So your torso, I didn't give this instruction, can face this left leg, the leg that's outstretched. And then the leg could be anywhere, wherever feels good, and just a kind of smooth line. And then inhale, you'll reach up and point your toes away, and then exhale, you'll lower down. So go at your own pace, really hinging from the hips and keeping a long back. So as Lama Raja said, it's not about a goal of going somewhere, you know. This is the practice, this is this moment, just as it is. So one more time, and then the next time you fold down, I'll invite you to hold the pose in this forward fold. So again, shoulders relaxed, long back, and see where you want to place your hands. And imagine breathing into the whole posterior is the term. So the sole of your left foot, your Achilles heel, calf, behind your knees, thighs, lower back, all the way up to the back of your neck. Just allow this opening to happen with your breath. And another breath here. On your next inhale, keep the length of your back. Come up to seated, bring both feet in front of you, and then check out the legs. All right. Then so come on to your backs. Keep your knees bent, soles of the feet on the ground, and scoot. We're going to go into bridge, so scoot to have space behind your head. Pause here and take a couple of breaths to let your back adjust to the ground. And then three variations for bridge. You might just tilt your hips up and down like a bowl and you're pouring water. Or lift your hips up by pressing in through your feet and your arms. Bridge. And if you want dynamic bridge, lift your hips and your arms back to the palms of your hand, touching the floor behind your head. So, a few times. So we're doing the opposite of the forward fold we just did. The main purpose of this is to create an opening of your chest and all these other benefits. And again, the metaphor bridging our heart and mind. It's the main benefit of all these practices. So two more times. And then the next time your hips come down, relax and release. Windshield wiper the knees again if you'd like. And then here, yogi's choice. So for this last minute, maybe you go into a movement that's feeling good for your body. Maybe bringing your knees in toward your chest. Or if happy baby is part of your practice. Whatever your body is needing right now. Good. And then when you're ready, you'll start to transition to our final resting posture, Shavasana. So whatever your body's needing here, making sure to just take a couple minutes to just connect to the support of the earth beneath you. And you might bring the soles of your feet together, or the hip opening butterfly posture, or have your hands maybe on your body, your belly, your heart, or connected to the earth. Taking this moment to feel the sensations of your body and maybe focus just on the sensation of your belly rising and falling with each breath. And the sense of the full unconditional support of the earth beneath you. So gently start to deepen your breath. If you want to exaggerate your belly breathing, do that just a couple times. And let that go, and gentle waking up of your toes and your feet and your ankles. Your fingers and your wrists. And a gentle rocking of your head side to side. Maybe your body wants a nice stretch here, whatever. And you'll roll over to one side and take a couple of breaths here. And then you'll eventually push yourself up to seated, and having your head and neck be the last to come up. Bring palms together and I'm feeling moved to do just one more practice of pranayama, of a breathing practice. And then, so only if it feels okay. It's a skull shining breath, it's called. And so it's a quick exhale, just to do this like 10 to 12 times, and a passive inhale. So it's a, and just to create a little fire in our belly and in our brain, only if it feels appropriate for you. So relaxing the arms and like 10 to 12 times, a quick exhale from your belly. And then relax and release. And then just take 30 seconds here. If you want to repeat that, do that. But that'll just be the last offering, just to create some more fire, to stoke the fire of courage and strength as we take on our practice, or let it take us on for the day. So end this class by bringing palms together, and I'll invite the mindfulness bell three times. Just taking note of the calm and peace that you've created in your body, and the urge maybe to go to the next thing, but just to come back again and again, a precious, precious full day that we get to have with each other.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.